two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
Attention.
With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Yeah, we're just reminiscing about back in the day. When I was a kid and I saw Scott Mitchell on TV on SportsCenter, I watched SportsCenter like it was cartoons when I was a kid. I didn't watch cartoons. I watched SportsCenter. And so I would watch this thing. And when I saw Scott Mitchell got this big old contract in free agency, the funny thing is now we look at a contract like that and we go, that's embarrassing. That's not – but back then people were like, what? They pay a guy that? Nowadays, backups are getting – three times what you were getting paid. I mean, not to rub salt in the old wounds there, but you got.
What is it you're trying to rub?
I'm just trying to say that people give you a hard time because they're like, yo, you got this big old contract. It was like, imagine where we are now and when people hassled you about that contract back then.
I could care less about people hassling. It's like for 4 years, I mean, I sat there and I didn't sit there. That's the thing. It's like I worked my butt off.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole life I did. It's like I didn't luck into something. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a mistake.
Oh,
it's
you don't have to explain yourself. Yeah, what I'm saying is now it's ridiculous because you look at what
–
if you were playing
come
now –
come on our show and go, what? They gave that guy? He gave him 11 and a half million. I watched SportsCenter like I was breathing.
And when I was a 13-year-old.
Yeah, they did.
Because when you were 13 –
I earned every freaking cent of it.
Oh, boy. Here comes Grumpy Mitchell.
In fact,
now.
You know what? I was underpaid.
But that's what I'm saying is now we look at it and go, if a guy was a starting quarterback in the NFL and not getting paid – at least $15 million a year. Now we go, what's his problem?
I told you already, I hate my parents. They borned me too soon. They borned me way too soon.
That sounds like something a Spanish Springfield kid would say.
Like, I'm from there. That's the way I'm supposed to speak. I can't help it.
They're like, well, where's he out of? Well, that's his that mare's his mom. That stallion over his dad. They borned him a little bit too early.
Yeah, the money's just staggering.
To think of, and you said it exactly when this happened.
Patrick Mahomes.
With Patrick Mahomes.
I go, he's going to be underpaid in just a short period of time.
And people look at it and go, yeah, I guess $48.5 million a year, that's pretty good. Except for the fact that you're going to see the next guy get $650 million for 10 years. Yeah. And Rudy Gobert, I think the last year of his contract, I think he's over $60 million the last year that he's going to be here with the Jets. That's where we've gotten with these salaries. Yeah. So when people look back now and go,
that's why they have to play when COVID's going on.
Right.
It's like, sorry, we got to charge you full price. We're going to get 10-day contract guys here and, that $2,100.
Hey, you want to come see a game during COVID? Yeah. It's actually going to cost you more. Yeah. You got to pay double to come see.
Because it's such a unique experience. It's like nothing you'll ever see again.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to bring this up. We just have a couple. We only have like a minute here. Now let's just get to Tom. You know what? Bag it. We're going to talk about the coaches next hour.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to talk about the coaches next hour because I want to make sure we give enough time to it. And plus, I had an argument with somebody today about what a blowout means in sports. We'll talk about that too. But first, Tom Curl, the owner and proprietor of The Warehouse. We've been doing shows at The Warehouse forever. And boy, the deals just keep going. And Tom just keeps going. And so we're always glad to see you when we come.
He said he's not even leaving. He's just right here.
He said he's just going to
stay right here.
Scott.
Talk to
I'm
him.
Not going
to
let him give you any crap. That was.
I know what he tries to do.
He's just jealous.
Of course I am. Every one of us that complain about how much athletes get paid, it's 100% based in jealousy. It has nothing to do with, well, you can't do that's too much money. You know how much you could buy for it. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's that you have it and I don't, and I'm mad about it. That's what 13-year-old me thought.
How much did Zach Wilson get?
What? Guaranteed.
It's $22
million. Guaranteed. $22 million
signing bonus.
Guaranteed, yes.
Signing bonus.
Yeah.
How many games did you win your first year as a starter?
My first year as a starter.
When you came in for Dan Marino, you went like 6-1, right?
Yeah.
You're worth three times that.
Yeah, there you go.
No,
he won.
Can you get back pay?
How many games did he win? If I was to go
yeah, he's only won two.
He won two.
If I was to go out today and have happen what happened to me then.
And I'm not taking anything away from Zach.
No, it is what it is. I would have, in today's dollars, I would have signed a 3-year, probably $99 million contract.
That's insane.
That's what would have happened.
With a Kirk Cousins type deal. That's exactly what it would have been.
Well, I'm glad you're still my hero.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Serious.
Well, listen.
I'm still waiting for my signed jersey, but you're still my hero.
Oh, that's easy, though. That's easy.
You want me to personalize it or just sign it?
I'm not. Hey,
TK.
My life is fragile.
Oh,
everyone's life is fragile.
I went to the doctor last Tuesday because my therapist noticed something, and they did X-rays. I have a brand new double pneumonia.
Wow.
Mm.
Don't act like that's a new car, Tom. That's not a good thing. A brand new double pneumonia is not what somebody asked for Christmas.
You want to know the scary part about
it? What is it?
I don't feel worse today than I did 2 weeks ago because I have pain with every breath.
Wow. That's the reality you live in. Yeah.
I'm waiting for a lung transplant.
Listen.
What can I say?
In the meantime.
Let's talk about less serious things.
Yeah, let's talk about some, let's do some business.
We want to save you some serious money.
How are you going to do it for us today?
You're sitting on a perfect example. Power. With USBs to charge your phone on each side,
mm-hmm.
Double reclining sofa. Down the street, it's $4,200. They put it on sale for $3,099. Our boom price is $1,929.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.